Pat Kerrigan and Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO, and our other radio stations as well. And I think a great start, a great kickoff, Michael, to the Heroes of October's golf tournament coming up October 1st at Oakmont.
For Heroes of October, we really had three main legs of the three-legged stool. One was the premiere of Urban Inferno,
yes,
which we raised a lot of money on, and we have about 4,500 people who have now seen the movie, with all funds going to charity. And the Third Street is Cinemas is showing the film through this Sunday.
Sunday is the final day. Can see that there.
And that has been a great fundraiser. The golf outing, which you were just talking about, and it was great having Greg and Heather in here, came about when Pat and Larry, our account representative for Oakmont, and myself, we were in a discussion, and the commercial came on the air for Oakmont, and I do their commercials.
Yeah.
Folks, it's world class golf. and a light bulb went off at that point, and we said, hey, these are great clients of ours. Oakmont was certainly affected in the emergencies of last October.
Indeed.
Evacuations.
Yes.
People drove out of their garage without opening the garage door because the power was out, and they couldn't open it up, so they just backed their car through the garage door.
That's what we're talking about.
Heard from insurance companies. So we went out and met with Greg and Heather, presented the idea of doing the Pat Kerrigan Scramble. And as about halfway through describing what we were doing, Greg stopped us and said, we're sold. We're in. 100% in.
We didn't even finish the conversation.
And so we really appreciate that, because that is going to be such a wonderful event.
It is. And again, heroesofoctober.com to sign up for that, and also to sign up for this. I think this is going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives too. Sunday, September 30th, the Heroes of October event in the square in Santa Rosa. We have reserved the square from noon to 5 that Sunday, and we will be doing a number of things there along with you, our community. And there'll be lots of music there. And one of the things that we're doing differently that day in honor of the near anniversary date is that we're going to be honoring heroes whose names nobody knows at this stage of the game, or a few people know. So we're going to be handing out awards that day to members of our community who exhibited amazing courage, bravery, faith, you know, all of those attributes in some way or another. We've all heard the stories over the last 10 months.
Everybody has a story. And right now there are thousands of people tuned in right now, and they're thinking of who their heroes were.
Exactly.
And we may not know them. They may not have been featured on the radio Sheriff Rob and Fire Chief Tony and the Cal Fire people and all the other political folks that rallied together and our obvious community heroes. But there are heroes out there that folks that in large don't know about.
And we want to be able to recognize them Sunday, September the 30th. And here's how we need your help. We want you to nominate your hero. And it doesn't matter what they did or why they did it. We want you to tell us about them. And at heroesofoctober.com, you can nominate a hero for that event. And it's a little form that you fill out there, and you give us your information, and you tell us the story about your hero. And we're going to collect all of these nominations. And then come Sunday, September the 30th, in this square, we will honor several of the heroes that you, this community, have nominated. And I'm really looking forward to this whole process.
I think it'll be extremely touching. I think that it will shed light on folks that are unsung heroes.
Absolutely.
And we all have them in our lives. Everybody that smelled the smoke and felt the flames has their story. And many people are going to nominate Pat Kerrigan.
No. Don't nominate me, please. Don't do that. No.
Pat will
nominate the people who you know who had an effect on your life during the course of the fires. And I don't need the attention, frankly.
Pat will be also presenting, along with many of our other noted heroes, on stage that day. And we we will have a number of recognitions, and we don't want to say winning an award, but we're going to be recognizing people.
We're going to be recognizing.
Who stepped up, who went the extra mile, who saved a life, saved a dog, saved a cat.
Made a meal. I mean, any one of a million ways that people express themselves, you know, in a generous way during that. So we want you to nominate your hero, and go to heroesofoctober.com. You can find out about the golf tournament. You can, you know, sign up for the golf tournament or the auction and dinner afterward. That's on the 1st at Oakmont. And this that we're talking about is the Heroes of October event, Sunday, September 30th in Courthouse Square, Santa Rosa.
We'll have a lot of music. We'll have a lot of food. We'll have a lot of refreshments.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a huge community outpouring, I'm sure. Our Vice President of Programming, Jim Murphy, who is at a dental appointment right now, or we'd have him in here, is right now putting together the music acts. We have a couple of pretty cool surprises. We're not quite ready to announce.
Yes.
And we've got several others that that we're talking to about performing that day. So we'll have a day of pretty much nonstop music from noon to five. And in between the sets, we will do the recognitions of the of the unsung heroes.
Yeah. So the people whose names you know that will be on stage will not be getting awards that day. They will be giving out awards to the people that you nominate. So that's your job. Within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to keep accepting these nominations and try to figure out how many people we can acknowledge on Sunday, September the 30th, and make sure that as we close in on that year anniversary, we are doing everything we can to not only support our community in a generosity level through the Community Foundation's Resilience Fund, but how we can support our community by honoring the many, many heroes of October.
What's that website again?
Heroesofoctober.com.
And let me suggest, because I wrote the press release and I wrote the copy of the announcements for this, I misspelled the word heroes every time. It's not H-E-R-O apostrophe S. That's the way I spelled it. And Jim Murphy is the one that corrected me. It's H-E-R-E-O-S.
No, it isn't. It's H-E-R-O-E-S.
Okay.
Heroes of
October. It's a word that is easily misspelled. Just be careful with it.
Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think we've nabbed a website address that is very close to that, just for the people who misspell
okay,
heroes.
Good.
So heroesofoctober.com. We're excited about it. It will be a gamut of emotions that day, but it is not a memorial. That will come on the 8th of October. This is a commemoration of what happened to us, and this is a celebration of how far we've come since then. So that's what we hope to accomplish.
And that was very important from the very beginning, that there will be somber and solemn observances.
Yeah.
But this here is to celebrate the heroes. We at one time had even kind of had a working title, Celebration of Heroes. But we decided that Heroes of October is an appropriate name for this. And that'll be the umbrella that it'll be operating under.
Absolutely. So mark these dates, the community event, the Heroes of October in the Square in Santa Rosa, Sunday, September 30th. Nominate your heroes, and on October the 1st, the following day, the golf tournament, the fundraising golf tournament at Oakmont Golf Club will be, you can get to all of this. You can sign up, you can nominate a hero, you can do it all at heroesofoctober.com. We'll remind you about this, we'll update you on the heroes that will be a part of each celebration, and we look forward to reading the stories about your nominations for a hero. Michael, thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, and thanks to Greg and Heather for coming in. And
absolutely.
All the people at Oakmont. We're going to have a great time out there.
And as I always say at the end of this hour, go out and make it a great Thursday.